Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means? It's time for another episode of GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And this week, we are talking to Tim Daniska. He's the product manager out at GTE Financial. Hey, Tim, how are you, sir?
Hey, Jason. How are you this morning?
It is so good to have you on the show. Yeah.
Thank you.
Studio audience is excited. They all, like me, wish they had an EMV debit card. But before
they're fired up.
Yeah, they're fired up. Tell us about you and your career with GTE Financial.
Sure. So I started with GTE Financial back in 2012. Started as what we call a member relationship officer here. I did that for about a little over a year in our Temple Terrace location. After that, I became a senior member relationship officer, so kind of that assistant manager position there at our Land O'Lakes office. And then literally about a month later, became the community financial center manager in that same office. So that was a very quick transition, short-lived in that senior member relationship officer role. And then in October of 2014, so a little over a year ago now at this point, I became the product manager here at GTE, which is a very new position in the span of GTE's existence. So,
well, tell us what a product manager does. What are you going to be working on?
Yeah, so when I say product manager, I should probably even clarify and say deposit product manager. So I specifically focus on the deposit products that we offer here at GTE. So that's your checking accounts, savings accounts, what we call share certificates, which are essentially CDs. And I work on those kind of existing products we've had for forever and try to see if there's any room for improvement, any ways to make them better, to continue to provide the best service and products to our members. We also have a program called Member Advantage, which is our premier kind of rewards or loyalty program. And that's something that I am continually trying to help improve and find ways, again, to deliver the best value back to our members.
Well, that's awesome. One of the deposit products that we have, and a variety of them over at GT Financial, are a product that I was never very good with, to be perfectly honest with you, when I was working at the bank way back when. But tell us about the IRAs. It's tax season.
Yeah.
A lot of people paying attention to their individual retirement accounts. Tell us about IRAs.
Yeah. So right now is obviously, like you said, tax season, but we also it's also what we call IRA season, so a good time to contribute to an IRA account if you haven't already. Essentially, an IRA or individual retirement account is something that you're going to set up to kind of help save and put together that nest egg for when you are ready to retire. There's really no age that you can start that's too early. As soon as you're really working, and it's a very good idea to put money away, and this is a good way to do so. We offer here at GTE three different IRA products. The two traditional, or I shouldn't call it traditional because there is one called that, but the two main products that everyone knows are traditional IRA and Roth IRA. So some differences between the two. A traditional IRA are contributions that are tax deductible. So you, at the end of the year, when you're doing your taxes, you can actually deduct the money you've contributed to that from your income tax. However, then on the back end, when you get distributions or you withdraw money, you're taxed at the current tax rate at that time. Roth IRAs are a little bit different. They're after tax contributions, so the money has already been taxed when it's going in, and then when you're simply when you're withdrawing that in your retirement, those distributions, again, those withdrawals are tax free. We also have a product which most people aren't really familiar with and don't know, is a SEP IRA. That one's a little bit unique, not unique, but one you don't hear as much about. And so that's for self-employed individuals or people who own small businesses. The contributions are, again, tax deductible, but they're tax deductible for either your business, if you're the business owner, or you as an individual. And there's also, with the SEP IRA, you have higher contribution limits than either the Roth or the traditional. So you can actually put more money on an annual basis in that SEP IRA product. And with all three of those, we also offer them as share certificates as well. So you can get that as just a regular savings account, or you can put it away in a share certificate set for a fixed term with a higher interest rate and actually earn a little bit higher yield on those products.
Wow, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you're the one talking about IRAs, because you just said more about IRAs in 3 minutes than I could say in three
hours. I tried to simplify it, yeah. And it's definitely more complex than that, but that's kind of the simple, short answer to some of those things. And, you know, as always, we, you know, at GTE, we have a number of employees here to kind of help answer some of those questions that are more specific to the individual. We have a group, our investment services group, who are really our subject matter experts on those products, and they're the folks that you can sit down and have that one-on-one consultation with and really kind of get fitted for whichever one of those is right for you.
I used to always say we have a variety of options when it comes to investment services. And
Definitely a variety.
Yes, and let me do you a favor, Mr. and Mrs. Member, let me get you to the subject matter experts, because I was never that when it came to IRAs. Well, you're right. And as you said, you mentioned that last one, the SEP IRA. I had not even heard of that. So thank you very much. And I am self-employed,
sure.
So I might have to look into that. Well, listen, we always like to end with just kind of a fun question. When you're not helping people out, when you're not being the product manager guru at GT Financial, what kind of music do you like? What are some of your favorite bands or artists?
Wow. You know, I do have a pretty wide range taste in music. I feel like everyone says that, but you know, I was listening to my iPod here on the way into work, and probably listen to about 5 or 6 different genres just in on my way in. So, you know, one of my favorite bands of all time, and actually one of their members just passed away, is I love the Eagles.
It's
kind of a little bit of an old, you know, old timey thing, but Glenn Frey obviously just passed away. So that's kind of one genre. I think the last song I listened to when I was getting out of the car this morning was a song called Maybe by NERD. You probably know Pharrell that sings the song Happy. Yeah,
Happy,
it's his band. They haven't made new music in a while, so it's, I don't know, probably 10 years old at this point. But he has a band, and I was listening to that album this morning on the way in, so that was probably the last song. I don't really even know what genre that would be. It's kind of a mix of like rock and pop and hip hop, like all three. I don't know.
Well, we got a variety of options in banking products, and you got a variety of taste in music. So as my mom used to say, it makes the world go around. Hey, listen, I sure appreciate you taking some time out of your busy morning to chat with us. And I'm so glad you're doing this, keeping an eye on all the great deposit products that we have here at GT Financial. And you're always welcome back on the show. Thank you so very, very much.
Thanks, Jason.
That's Tim, everybody. Great interview. Wow. That was nice. And for the rest of us, as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, this is Jason Dias, and I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.